And welcome everyone to another edition of RF Sports Radio. I'm your host, or co-host, I should say, Rodney Fisher. I'm joined by my co-host, Royce Fisher. And welcome to our annual NFL season preview show. We're going to talk about everything NFL going into this new season. We're going to give our predictions. We're going to look at what we think is going to happen with the MVP race, a bunch of different things. If you guys want to be a part of this special, make sure you call in. 319-527-6059. Call in, be a part of the show. But first and foremost, Royce, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, right now. How about you? I'm getting ready for the big game to start of the NFL season.
I can't wait, man.
I'm start preparing tonight for tomorrow night.
I know it. I can't wait. You know, I've been watching Hard Knocks. I watched the season finale today. Man, and anyway, I'm going to save my excitement about the Cowboys for later in the show, but you know how I get around this time of the year. You know, I'll be calling you.
I know how you get every year. I know how you get every year, Cowboy fan. Y'all go through
yes,
this
indeed.
Every year.
Yes,
so
indeed.
So this year they go, huh?
Well, hey, you know, I've said that probably the last, 20 years?
20 years. Absolutely.
So we'll see. So let's jump right into it. You want to start with the AFC or the NFC first? Which way you want to go?
We can start with the AFC.
All right, we'll start with the AFC. Of course, there's, just to recap real fast, we know the Kansas City Chiefs went to the Super Bowl last year to try to go back-to-back. Didn't make it. Lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa for the Super Bowl. So let's start with the AFC West first, where you've got Kansas City, Denver, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Los Angeles Chargers. So what do you think about this AFC West division, and how you think things are going to finish out with those four teams?
Well, you know, I don't expect a lot out of the Broncos, the Raiders, and I'm not too sure about the Chargers. But I think this Kansas City's division to win, hands down.
Yeah.
Second place, I think I'm going to go with the Chargers and the Raiders and the Broncos last.
The Broncos last, even with Von Miller coming back, Nick Chubb back.
They've got a lot of weapons now.
The defense supposed to be better.
I don't trust the quarterback.
Now, who is the quarterback? It's not Drew Locke. It's someone else, right?
I can't even think of the name. You know, that's how stunned I am.
I'm trying to remember who was going to be the quarterback for them.
But hands down, I have to look it up. I'll look it up for
you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But hands down, you know, it's the Chiefs all the way, man.
Yeah, Chiefs. Yeah, I think so, too. I got the Chiefs number one. Now, first of all, we should put out a quick disclaimer here. We do this every year, and well, we know we're going to be wrong in some places, right in others.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But at the same time, we got to put it on record either way. So,
I want the right to make another pick, game 8.
Okay. Well, it's a longer season now. You know, it's not 16 games, 17 games.
Well, I'll have a better understanding by game 8.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got the Chiefs finishing out first in the AFC West. I've got the Broncos going in second. And then I'll take the Chargers and the Raiders to finish last. That's how I got it kind of shaken out myself. I think the Chargers will be better. I like what they're building there. And then I think Denver's going to be better. I think Denver's going to surprise a lot of people with their defense, with Von Miller and Nick Chubb being back. I think they're going to do some things in Denver. And they won all their preseason games this year, too.
I'm a long-time Broncos fan. I'd love to see that happen. But I'm getting older now. I'm at the wait-and-see moment. I don't like to get too excited at the beginning of the season. But I will root for them if they go. And I will root for the Cowboys if they go.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, folks. They got
to
make it there first. I'm with you there. All right, so let's jump to the AFC West. AFC South. This division here is not a great division. No. You know, you're going to have some bottom teams in the AFC here. You got Indianapolis, you got Tennessee, Houston, and Jacksonville. You know, Indianapolis and Tennessee were playoff teams last year. But how do you think this is going to shake out for this division, the AFC South?
I'm going to go with Tennessee with that running game. That man, they got to beat that running back. They also have Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with the Titans, the Colts, the Jaguars, and the Texans.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the same order, too. I know the Jaguars were the worst team in the league last year, but I just got a feeling they're going to be better than the Texans because I don't know what the
Absolutely.
Texans are doing.
I don't know
I
what
they're
no
doing. Yeah, I have no idea what they're doing. So I'm going to go with that same pick for you as well. The Colts are interesting to me because, if you remember, they did the trade for Carson Wentz. He's
right.
hurt now. They thought they were just a quarterback away. I mean, the team did well last year. They overachieved, I thought.
Well, you know, they had Phillip Rivers. They were great.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so.
But they've always felt like they've been a quarterback away, and then they get Wentz, and now Wentz gets hurt.
Right.
So, right. But I'm riding with Tennessee. It's always been one of my favorite AFC teams. I like the way they play football. I like how their defense plays. Tannehill may not be the best quarterback, but he won me my fantasy league last year. He,
right,
like you
man,
mentioned, he got Julio Jones,
move.
A.J. Brown. Right. Now, of course, he got the running back and Derrick Henry. You know, so,
right.
So I think they're going to be right there for sure.
Yeah, they're going to have a balance, a real balance offense and a pretty good defense.
So we're in agreement there. Now, for the AFC North, now, this is not the easiest one to predict. I think, you know, the last two divisions are going to be the toughest ones in the AFC. So with the North, you got the Cleveland Browns, who overachieved, made it to the playoffs last year, almost made it, you know, had Kansas City on the ropes in the playoffs last year. You got the Baltimore Ravens, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Cincinnati Bengals. For the AFC North, so how do you see this one going?
Okay, it's gonna be a good one. People are expecting a lot out of the Browns. I'm about to go with the Browns. I think this, you know, they came close last year. Now I'm gonna go with the Ravens, number two.
Mm-hmm.
But the Steelers are unpredictable. I'm telling you, they started last year. They were undefeated. They lost the last five games. They say Ben looking good, so, you know, I'm going to put him tied with third, but I'm going to go with the Browns, the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Bengals.
Mm. You know what? I would probably agree with you. I think you're probably right, but I'm going to throw the first wild card in here. I'm going to take the Ravens to finish first, then the Browns.
Okay.
Because I don't know why I'm saying this, because I did my fantasy draft the other day, and I didn't get a chance to actually pick out my picks. So I did the auto pick. I got lucky on that last year and won my fantasy league.
Right.
And ended up with Baker Mayfield as my quarterback on my fantasy team.
Okay.
I should hope for them to win, but for some reason I just.
But then they got Gavin on defense. They got great defense.
Yeah, I know they do, but it still feels they're still the Cleveland Browns to me. Like I know they did well last season, overachieved. They beat the mess out of Pittsburgh in the playoffs, and but it's still the Cleveland Browns to me. I just feel like something's going to happen. You know, I know they got both Landry and Odell Beckham this year.
Right.
So they got the weapons, you know what I mean? But they're still Cleveland to me. So I'm going to go with Baltimore. I think that they really feel like they have something to prove in that division. And I think they're going to play like they have something to prove. Now, the question mark for Baltimore for me is going to be the quarterback. We all know his stance. You know, he's not going to get the vaccine. If he does, he's already had COVID twice. Lamar Jackson talking about.
Right.
You know, if he goes in the protocol for any length of time throughout the season, then that could be a big factor. But I guess that could affect any team. And then, like you said, with Pittsburgh, Ben has had a great career. But at some point, You know, well, I don't think Ben can throw past 20 yards, honestly. I don't know if he can. And they don't have anyone that's going to take the top off the defense like they used to when they had Antonio Brown. So I don't know what they're going to do.
But I trust Tomlin as the coach. I mean, every year he gets these guys ready to play. It's just mm-hmm. something about his coaching skills. And he gets the best out of his players. So, you know, they're hard to predict. Steelers are really hard to predict.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to take the Ravens first. You got the Browns first to make it there. So I'm marking these down, by the way. Just so we
who's number two?
Look at these. I got Cleveland number two. Okay. And then Pittsburgh and then Cincinnati.
Okay.
Cincinnati will be better. You know, they're going to have their quarterback, but they still need a lot of pieces, I think, to really get there.
I never have trusted Cincinnati since they've been in the league. Left. Okay.
All right, that's up to the AFC East. Now, this is an interesting division here. They've made a few headlines already, of course, with, you know, this is a division. I call this the young quarterback division, right? So you got Buffalo. Buffalo was a great team last year. I found myself rooting for them in the playoffs. Young quarterback,
great team.
Here you got the Patriots who ditched Cam Newton to bring in Matt Jones to be their quarterback, their rookie. And then the New York Jets who traded their rookie quarterback to draft a new one in Zach Wilson. And then you got Tua Tagovailoa to be the quarterback in Miami. So it's a young quarterback division, rebuilding teams, although the Patriots set a record for the amount of money they spend in free agency this offseason. So I'm interested to see where you got these four teams ranked.
Well, I'm going, of course, with the Bills to finish out the East, hands down. And, you know, I'm going to put a tie between the Dolphins and the Patriots. I'm going to put
you can't tie.
2A and 2B. Well, 2A and 2B.
You got to pick one. So you think the Dolphins could really
I'm going to go with the Patriots 2A and Dolphins 2B.
Okay.
And, you know, of course,
and the Jets last.
Jets last, all right.
Yeah. I've got the Bills number one. I got the Patriots two, Dolphins three, and the Jets at four. So we basically got the same thing.
Okay.
How do you think it's going to work out with New England with this rookie quarterback?
You know, I really don't know. Belichick must have a lot of faith in him. They tell you he's a lot like Tom Brady. He's smart. He did pretty good preseason. And I think it depends on the Patriots' defense.
Mm-hmm.
If they can hold opponents, you know, under 14 points, 10 points, they have to give themselves a chance to win.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I don't like about how this, you know, we talked about this last show with Cam, that it basically came down to one quarterback was vaccinated, one was not, you know, and what that could mean, and Cam breaking the protocols. We talked about that the last episode. But what bothers me now more than ever is kind of the narrative that's being pushed in New England now about the rookie was teaching Cam the playbook and teaching him the calls and showing them how to do stuff. And I don't believe that. I think that's something that they're kind of floating out there to make him seem like he's just this phenomenal rookie. You know, although he, you know, played in Alabama, played with Nick Saban, I don't doubt he's not a smart kid, but you can't tell me that he was teaching a former MVP, a guy that spent a full year in the offense last year, was teaching him the plays. I just don't buy that.
Well, I think some of it was brought on by Cam himself, breaking protocol, like I said, catching the virus last year, missing games, not wanting to get the shot. I think the other part was a lot of, like, their division, like I said, is very young, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're in the rebuilding state. He's more mobile. You got to have a mobile quarterback. And you got to have a quarterback that can move out of the pocket. And Cam Newton, he's basically a pocket quarterback. He couldn't run anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, would you put your team on the back of Cam Newton?
I mean, they did already, you know?
Right.
Last he didn't have year, any weapons last year. He had no weapons last year.
And how'd they work out? He didn't even get to play the whole year.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know,
Philip
Rivers is sitting at home. You can always go get him.
He could.
I mean, I'll take Philip Rivers over Cam Newton today. You can always go get Philip Rivers. He's sitting at home.
Yeah, he is. But it's 8 kids he has or whatever that is.
Right, right.
You know, big family he has.
He'd probably be glad to get out of the house. He'd probably be glad to get out of the house.
Yeah, probably would be. Right. Probably would be.
Right.
So I think we both agree that we think that Kansas City is the best team in the AFC, without a doubt. But I want to get from you two teams that you would not be surprised if they were able to beat Kansas City or whoever to make it to the Super Bowl in the AFC. Just two other teams besides Kansas City you think have a legitimate chance to win it all or go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, that's a good one. I'm about to go with...
I'll give you my two real quick if you want.
Okay, give me your two.
My two are going to be Tennessee, the Titans.
Okay.
And the other team would be Buffalo. Those are two teams that would surprise me if they somehow made it to the Super Bowl outside of Kansas City. Although I'm going to be surprised if Kansas City doesn't make it, you know, but again, the curse of a team that's that successful is that everybody has to get paid. You start getting thin in certain key positions. You don't have as many backups or great backups to certain positions like the wide receiver position, things like that, injuries. But the other two teams I could see getting there would be Buffalo and Tennessee, other than Kansas City.
All right. I got you. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think so, too. And my sleeper team is still Denver, so I'm surprised you didn't pick
them. Really?
That's my sleeper team, yeah. Not to make it all the way, but just to kind of be most improved, put it like that. My most improved team is going to be Denver.
Okay. Well, my favorite team is the Browns and the Steelers.
Okay. You think those two could make it outside of Kansas City? Okay. That's an interesting one, Steelers, man. That's a dicey one right there.
That's a dicey one.
Yeah. Well, let's jump to the NFC.
We pretty much agree.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, we pretty much agree. Let's jump to the NFC real fast. Let's start with the NFC West. You know, interesting division here. You got the 49ers who have yet to name a quarterback, apparently. We don't know if the rookie Trey Lance is going to go or Garoppolo is going to go. Then, of course, you got Arizona, Seattle, and the Los Angeles Rams. A pretty competitive division, honestly. How do you see these four teams kind of shaking out in the NFC West?
You know, I met just the Rams, then we met to Stafford. Boy, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, it's tough. I'm battling between the Seahawks and the Rams for number one. I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Okay.
For number one, I'm going to go with the Rams number two.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals and the 49ers last.
Yeah. Even you think Arizona's not going to be up there?
I think they're going to be probably three, after the Rams.
Go ahead. Let me cut you off. Go ahead.
Rams, Cardinals, and 49ers.
Well, I'm going to say I got the Rams first.
Okay, I think
I think Stafford's going to be much better than what's the kid's name, Jared Goff, that they had. I mean, they made some Super Bowl with Jared Goff, so I think Stafford will be better than that. I've got
– have a decent.
Yeah. Surprisingly, though, I've got Arizona at number two.
Wow.
I got Arizona number two over the Seahawks, so I have it three. Because Arizona, for some reason, it just feels like they're going all in this year. I mean, think about it. They added A.J. Green. They added J.J. Watt. Kyler Murray. As you know, we've been watching this kid since he was a kid.
Right.
And the kid is special, man. You know, he's special. If you look at the quarterbacks in the division, outside of Russell Westbrook and the success he's had, but there really isn't a quarterback as dynamic as Kyler Murray in that division, period. He did some things DeAndre Hopkins is there too. I got Arizona at two. The 49ers, I think, will be last because I think they won't make up their mind on quarterback. I think they should start the rookie. Garoppolo is just, we know what he's going to do. Surprisingly, I got Arizona second, then Seattle, then San Francisco.
Okay. I can deal with that. I think Cardinals are going to surprise somebody this year.
Yeah,
I think
so.
Be a surprise team in the West. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump to the NFC South, a pretty competitive division, some new faces in the NFC South as well. Of course, we know Tampa Bay is the Super Bowl champs. I'm hearing people all over the networks and radio talking about Tampa Bay going undefeated this year, which is crazy to me. I mean, but honestly, that's probably the only thing that Tom Brady hasn't done. I mean, he's had an undefeated regular season, but just didn't make it to the Super Bowl, as we all know. But, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Carolina, and the New Orleans Saints.
Hands down the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I agree there. Hands down the Buccaneers.
Right, hands down. And I'm going to surprise you here. I'm going to go with the Saints. I think Winston's going to have a pretty good year.
I got the Saints, too.
Keep him healthy. Then I'm going to go with Falcons and the Panthers.
What do you think about the Falcons, man? They let Julio Jones walk.
I don't know about the Falcons. You know, they're up and down. But like I said, you got an experienced quarterback there. Got some pretty good players on defense. Still got a good running game. So I give Matt Ryan, you know, he's been around a while. Experience can win games.
Mm-hmm. And do we even know who the quarterback in Carolina is?
Do we even know who plays for Carolina? So what do you think about the Saints?
I think the Saints will be good. I think they made the right decision. I had to be
Michael
a tough
Thomas
decision to make. Yeah. But, you know, I think he was kind of giving them a little trouble in the offseason about, you know, playing and things and being in shape as well. And then, of course, they just let go Latavius Murray, one of the running backs, because he didn't want to take a pay cut, which I don't blame him. But I think the Saints are interesting because the decision to start Jameis Winston over Taysom Hill was interesting, although he was making a ton of money this year. They paid him all their money to stay with the team, told him he would take over for Drew Brees. I mean, you remember last year, him and Brees split time. Until Brees got hurt.
But he did more running plays and trick plays. So much more than passing. And I haven't seen him do it, you know, just play straight out quarterback, you know.
And let's not forget that Winston at one point in time as a Buccaneer led the league in touchdown passes. That same year though, he led the league in interceptions as well too.
Right.
So he can give and he can take it away at the same time. But I think you're right. I think he's going to have a good year in New Orleans for sure. As long as he kind of just humbles himself just a little bit.
If he can stay healthy.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, stay healthy.
Not doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think we're in agreement there. But the Bucks, I don't see them going undefeated, but I definitely see them being one of the top teams for sure.
Okay.
All right, so the North.
Let's go
North. Yeah, let's go North. You got the Bears. You got the Vikings. The Bears with a new quarterback, by the way. Vikings. Detroit Lions with a new quarterback, and the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers. So how do you see this shaking out? I think I know where you're going here, but let me hear what you got to say.
Of course I'm going with the Packers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to surprise you, I'm going to go with the Bears number two. I'll go Vikings three and the Lions four.
I'm going to go Packers, Bears, Lions, Vikings.
That's my same thing I said.
Now, I thought you had the Vikings before the Lions.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Yeah, I think
right.
You did. I think you had the Vikings for the Lions. So I've got Packers, Bears, Lions, and Vikings. The Vikings, was for whatever reason, I mean, they did. They kind of struck gold with Justin Jefferson at wide receiver last year.
But I'm not a
Kirk Cousins fan.
No.
Period. I don't know why they're holding on to Kirk Cousins. I just don't get it. I do not get it whatsoever.
You know, you don't know what you're gonna get. You may get a great Cousins, or you may get the bad Cousins. You just don't know.
They got a good running back,
right?
But still, I just don't know. I think Detroit, crazy as it sounds, going to be better, and I think they'll finally overtake the Vikings at least.
Okay.
So now, last but not least, the NFC least, as they called it last year, the team that won a division, the Washington football team, that doesn't have a name yet. They actually finished the season, I think, 6-9? What did they finish the season, 6-9 to advance or something like that? They had a losing record, 7-9, I believe, to finish the season and still made the playoffs. Then you got the Eagles, you got the Giants, you got the Cowboys, of course. People are saying that Washington may have the best defense in the league, believe it or not. So I'm interested to see what you think about this.
Believe it or not, I'm picking a Cowboy.
Hey, there we go.
To win the division.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with Washington, too.
Okay.
I'm going to go... Oh, man, Giants, Eagles. That's where I'm going to go.
Okay. I'm going to go Cowboys,
Redskins.
Washington.
They're not the Redskins, but the Washington football team.
Right. I'm going Cowboys, Washington, Eagles, and then Giants. So I'll just flip the last two.
Okay.
I think Giants are going to be last. I mean, I don't know what weapons they have besides Saquon Barkley. I think they're going to rush him back. The offensive line is not great. And hopefully he can stay healthy, but who knows? They're going to run him in the ground, man. I can see him kind of being like another Barry Sanders. They're going to run him in the ground and because they really don't have any other options, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And like I said, I don't trust the I just don't trust the Giants. They've shown me nothing the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't trust the Eagles either.
Oh, no. I don't know what they're doing in Philly.
Yeah, I don't trust the Eagles either. So let's stay here for just a quick second while we got time. How good do you think the Cowboys are going to be? They're 17 games, so I want your prediction on – you already got them winning the East. So I want your prediction on what you think their record would be this season.
All right.
Now, keep in mind it's 17 games.
It's too soon for me.
Oh, come on. It starts tomorrow. How is that too soon?
It's too soon for me.
How's it too soon?
I got to see, it's too soon. I want to hear where you think they're going to end up.
I got them 12-5.
Okay.
I got them 12-5.
I had to look at the schedule. I gave my prediction after game one. Tomorrow night. But it's too early for me. I mean, you know, it's hard for me to predict because I don't know what's going to happen.
I got 12-5. I think they're going to be good, man. Now, the defense, I'm still on the fence about the defense. It's still a work in progress. I don't think our secondary is very good. I think our linebackers are good. I don't know how good our defensive line is. Our secondary is going to be a big problem. But I think our linebackers are stop the run, if nothing else. And that's what bothers me the secondary. Now, the offensive side of the ball, you could argue that they have the best receiving core in the NFL. I mean, you could argue that.
Right.
Well, at least in the NFC, let's just say that. I think Tampa Bay is right there too. But if Dak can stay healthy and work his arm out to where he can throw, because they're going to throw it 40 times. They're going to run Zeke 20 times. So they're going to put up points, I think. I think CeeDee Lamb's going to have a great year. I think Ezekiel Elliott's going to have a bounce back year as well. It looks like he's in good shape. I think Dak is going to be right there in the MVP race. Am I too optimistic at 12-5?
Well, you're a typical Cowboy fan. Y'all are always optimistic. So I'm going to let you believe that. I'm going to let you stick with that. I can see it, but I have to see it.
Mm.
Okay? And that's my
opinion. So you have to see it, but you have to see it?
It's been 20-some years right now. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, we're going to see, man. I have faith. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, Rodney, I hate to cut the show short, but I'm having some kind of police presence outside. I want to take a look and see what's going on. So, you don't mind, do you?
Okay, that's fine. Well, we'll wrap things up, and we'll get back and see what's going on, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rodney. Be safe.
All right.